like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
He's here. Now, broadcasting from the underground command post, deep in the bowels of a hidden bunker, somewhere under the brick and steel of a nondescript building, we've once again made contact with our leader, Mark Levin.
Hello, America. Mark Levin here. Our number, 877-381-3811, 877-381-3811. By the way, the Trump campaign put out a great ad I wanted you to hear about, Biden's border crisis. Cut three, go.
We have rescinded so many Trump immigration policies, it would take so much time to list them.
There have been more than 1 million migrant encounters since October 1st, when our fiscal year began. It is the earliest this milestone has ever been reached.
It's a mess that this administration created from day one.
Smugglers and cartels exploiting chaos at the border.
Agents are being removed from the line. They're having to process. They're having to do all the administrative work. And who is it that's, you know, flourishing from this? It's the drug cartels.
Cartel gunmen stroll along the riverbank, armed with rifles. It's here where cartel gunmen have repeatedly been seen wandering through the brush after crossing into the U.S. illegally.
And it's not going to stop because this administration doesn't want it to stop.
This administration just does not care about the American people. They've shown that time and time again.
That is the U.S. side of the Rio Grande.
58 terrorists have crossed the southern border.
The entire world is showing up here at our doorstep. They're crossing illegally and they are expecting to get released here into the United States. We are in the biggest crisis, border security crisis, that we've ever faced in the history of this country. Nobody has done worse on border security than President Biden. In all aspects of border security, he is clearly failing. He has no answers.
This is insane. The federal government has to wake up.
I know that 1,000 overwhelms the system. I cannot begin to imagine what 4,000 a day looks like.
Well, now you can see what 6, 7, 8, 9, and some days 10,000 look like. It's quite shocking. I want to read you this piece in Politico that I referenced earlier. Politico, Byron Donalds expresses nostalgia for the Jim Crow era when the, quote-unquote, the black family was together. Whenever I read something like this, I know that they completely ripped it out of context. And so you have to step back, understand that you're dealing with the American Al-Qaeda, excuse me, the American Al Jazeera. Al Jazeera, that's bad enough. You have Bracton Booker writing the piece out of Philadelphia. Representative Byron Donalds was on the defensive on Wednesday as Democrats attacked him for comments he'd made the night before praising black families under the era of racial segregation in America. Lise Bracton Booker cites his source, right, Mr. Medusa? Democrats. Quote, during Jim Crow, the black family was together, unquote, Donald said during a black GOP outreach event in gentrifying part of Philadelphia on Tuesday. He meant a increasingly white part of Philadelphia. And criticized decades-old policies from former presidents Dwight Eisenhower and Lyndon Johnson for promoting a culture of dependence. During Jim Crow, more black people were not just conservative, because black people always have always been conservative-minded, but more black people voted conservatively. The remarks prompted a blitz of attacks from Biden allies, including the top House Democrat on Wednesday. It has come to my attention that a so-called leader has made the factually inaccurate statement that black folks were better off during Jim Crow. Is that what he said, Mr. Producer? Did he say black folks were better off during Jim Crow? He said the family was together. Now, he'll speak for himself. That was Hakeem Jeffries said in remarks on the House floor, listing other aspects of that era, from lynching to the suppression of the black vote. Gee, who was involved in lynching and the suppressing of the black vote back then? Democrats. Democrats. How dare you make such an ignorant observation? You better check yourself before you wreck yourself. Oh, I like that line. I like that line. But it's ridiculous. In a response video posted on X, Donald said the Biden campaign was gaslighting voters and that Jeffries was misrepresenting him. Okay, what did that say? I don't know. They don't quote it. The remarks first reported by the Philadelphia Inquirer, which is a rag, also touched on gender roles in the home. Quote, there's a difference between men and women anyway. No way. Men have been created by God to be conquerors, to be hunters. A black man in today's America is looking around and saying, how can I go hunt for my people and hunt for my family? One person in the crowd, mostly made up of self-identified black Republicans, shouted bingo to voice agreement with Donald's remarks. Can I slow down a second here? Does any of this come close to what Joe Biden has said about black people throughout his life? Even relatively recently? No. It gets a complete pass. Complete. The Biden campaign signaled they believe Trump's overtures to black voters will be undermined by messaging missteps. Messaging missteps? How about real historical steps that Biden took to screw black individuals? Like integration. Donald Trump spent his adult life and then his presidency undermining the progress of black communities that they fought so hard for, so it actually tracks that his campaign's black outreach is going to a white neighborhood. I don't even know what they're saying. And promoting to take America back to Jim Crow. Trump is not promoting to take America back to Jim Crow. What the hell does that mean? What it means is the Democrats cannot conceive of losing black votes, and they will do whatever they can to stereotype, to racialize, to create as much hysteria as they possibly can. They have nothing else. They have lawfare and racism. That's all they've got. And I ask people, whatever race, background, whatever religion, look in the mirror. Be honest with yourselves. You're being played. Look what's happening to the country. And I'm tired of people who say, I can't stand by, but that Trump, he's going to cause a civil war. That Trump, he's going to... Oh, shut the hell up. He was president for 4 years. It's Biden who threw in with the racists and the segregation. It's Biden today who throws in with the anti-Semites. It's Biden who throws in with the Marxists. It's Biden who has the border wide open. It's destroying our communities, especially inner-city communities. And Politico go, and the black voter outreach event Tuesday, Donald's appeared at the event alongside Wesley Hunt, Republican Texas, who was black, and former NBC sports broadcaster Michelle Tafoya. We've seen her, of course. They attacked her for being a conservative. This is the thing that scares me. Is they convinced people that they're not strong enough to do it on their own, she said, pausing for a beat before continuing. You got to suckle from the government teat, and then you are attached for life. That's true. We know that's true. That's what the Democrat Party and Marxists are all about. That's why Joe Biden was screaming at the top of his lungs at the graduating males at the all-black college, Morgan State, where he changes his dialect, where he goes on that, you know, you may not be able to succeed. You have it harder than everybody else, going on, rather than talking up opportunities in the United States of America, rather than pointing to people who came from nothing and made it great, particularly in the black community. He says none of it. None of it. We need our men back, said Rosalind Ross Williams, who works with the anti-tax group Americans for Prosperity. Many of us have bought the lies. Now, these are all black people that I'm talking about. They are talking about now that I'm identifying now. Because they're not supporting Biden, the Democrat Party, the socialist economic agenda, the Marxist cultural agenda. These are people who think for themselves, so they must be attacked. They must be caricatured. Trump and his surrogates are making a push on black voter outreach as polling suggests larger shares of black voters are winnable for the GOP this cycle. They point to a poll. Donald's also said black women may be turned off by Democrats' positions on transgender policies. Black women are looking at their sons and saying, now wait a minute, you'll tell me that my young son can become a girl? Nope. He's explaining that the black culture is traditionally quite conservative. That black churches mean a hell of a lot in the black community. And he's right. He's 100% right. But the Al Jazeera media in America, they twist things. They turn things. He never said he's for Jim Crow. You know, it's a point that Thomas Sowell has been making for decades. That the black family was much more cohesive. That there were more black families with a two-parent household than not. And this applies to white families, too. But nonetheless, we're talking about black families. Thomas Sowell has made the point that before Franklin Roosevelt, you didn't have this unraveling and destruction of the black family and the black community. I'm not saying Jim Crow is good. He didn't say that. What he's saying is the Marxist leftist ideology, the Democrats went from eugenics, slavery, segregation, to now Marxism, Islamism, that the Democrat Party has been destroying the black family. It's a black event, and he's saying the Democrat Party has been destroying the black family. He's right. Their policies have been destroying the black family. He's right. And there's many scholars, and there's a ton of research behind it. As I said, Thomas Sowell, but he's not the only one. He's one of the greats, but there's others. You're not allowed to speak freely. You are not allowed to challenge this. You are not allowed. This is why they try to destroy Clarence Thomas. This is why they try to destroy Byron Donalds. This is why Michael Steele flipped parties. He realized, I'll be embraced by the left. Right, Michael? You're welcome to call in any time, of course. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragon.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Bob the Drop here. I recently confronted the sneaky villain, Hydro Shadow. He created a robot that looked like me, and then he activated the robot. But I was able to push the self-destruct button to defeat this inferior threat. If you would like the great taste that can't be imitated delivered to your door, give us a call at 1-800-922-6227. That's 1-800-922-6227. Pure and simple, naturally the best. Mount Shasta Springwater.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Join Tokens Radio Show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Tokens Radio Show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCN. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Have you gotten your letter from the IRS yet? These last few years have not been easy on the American family. And with tax season finally arriving, there'll be millions of hardworking people and businesses that could struggle even more due to the IRS working against them. Well, America First Tax Group can help put an end to your worries. Just one phone call to 800-806-1299. Hello, 800-806-1299. And you'll be in touch with the America First Tax Group, a full-service tax company that'll fight the IRS and help put you on the path to financial freedom. Their experts can help you or your business with any tax-related problems you may have, from dealing with your back taxes to granting you access to tax relief and much more. Don't wait. Get in touch with America First Tax Group today by calling 800-806-1299. That's 800-806-1299 or AmericaFirstTaxGroup.com/Levin. Again, 800-806-1299. Or AmericaFirstTaxGroup.com/LEVIN.
What good is it to be a genius if you can't even go out on a school night?
On the Mark Levin radio program.
The force has got a lot of power, and it makes me feel like... It makes me feel like...
Well, NBC News... Consider the source. Trump's VP search enters a new phase. Now, may I ask you a question? Why would Trump and his people provide that information to NBC News? First of all, they may not have. Secondly, if they did, they're putting feelers out. They're looking for reactions. Third, it might be disinformation. Who knows? But we'll lay along just for the fun of it. By Henry J. Gomez, Matt Dixon, Jonathan Allen, and Dasha Burns. You wonder why these media platforms are going broke? Why do you need four reporters to write this, Mr. Producer? I write a whole damn book by myself. Donald Trump's search for a running mate is intensifying as the former president awaits sentencing on felony charges. Now, what does that have to do with the selection of a vice president? Nothing. Vice presidential contenders recently received vetting materials, five sources familiar with the process told NBC News. Yeah, right, five sources. And sometimes those sources are the people who receive it because they want to promote themselves. I've always found that to be a bad idea. Trump's search, according to one source, oh, I thought they had five sources, Mr. Producer, is heavily concentrated on four top prospects, so they have one unnamed source. That's the America Al Jazeera. North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum. I don't think we've ever talked to him, have we, Rich? Did he want to come on the other week? He did? Reach out whenever? Senator Marco Rubio, Florida. He never wants to come on, does he, Rich? I don't know why he has a burr up his ass. I never did anything to him, but it doesn't matter. So be it. Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina, we like him. Senator J.D. Vance of Ohio, we like him too. Another source described a three-way competition involving Burgum, Rubio, and Vance. Really? Might be true, might be crap. It's unclear, though, who has been asked to provide vetting details that could rule them in or out. Now, obviously, in the case of Rubio, he'd have to leave the state, and word has it that he's prepared to move out of the state to be vice president. Boy, that takes an ego. Just saying. Burgum, who's been spending more time with Trump in recent weeks, is among those who have received a request, said one source familiar with the ask. You know, you used to have two sources in the media. Now, they come out and they say they have five sources, but they don't have five sources. They have five sources for five different things. That is, you used to have two sources for one thing. Not anymore. The Al Jazeera American Press, they just, you know, throw it to the wind. Let's see. Advisors to Burgum and other would-be running mates declined or did not respond to requests for comment this week. Sources plugged into conversations about the search caution that Trump is working from a fluid short list that at times includes more than a half dozen names. Additions, subtractions, and the emergence of dark horse candidates remain possible. So we actually don't know anything, do we, Rich? Wow, what an article. Hey, and it took four reporters. Trump and his advisors have kept a close hold on the search, which until recently had been relatively quiet. As the presumptive GOP nominee stood trial, that's twice, in a piece about vice presidents. I'll move on. Trump has said in interviews that a decision on his running mate will likely come closer to the convention, which opens July 15 in Milwaukee. In 2016, he announced Mike Pence as his running mate, just days before that year's nominating convention in Cleveland. So you learned absolutely not a damn thing. We already knew these were among several people under consideration. By the way, we're going to have great Life, Liberty, and Levin Saturday. Professor Stephen Calabresi, one of the masterminds challenging the appointment of Jack Smith, and helped prepare the brief that two former attorneys general, Meese and Mulcahy, signed on to, and a discussion about how Donald Trump can get directly to the Supreme Court. He has a slightly different view, but we both agree that the paths are available. And our second guest is Elise Stefanik, who damn well ought to be on that list. She's fantastic. And then on Sunday, the great governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis, and America's wise man, Victor Davis Hanson. That's a hell of a lineup, folks, you have to admit. So if you're not sure where you'll be this weekend, you should set your DVRs right now, 8 p.m. Eastern, or whatever time it is out there for you. On Saturday, same exact time, on Sunday. Two very, very important shows, Calabresi and Stefanik Saturday, DeSantis, Hanson on Sunday. And, of course, wow. I'll be right back.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or have no warranty at all, listen up. CarShield is offering a low-cost month-to-month vehicle protection plan at an all-time low in price that covers more parts than ever before. Call CarShield now to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs and lock in your price today. Call 800-898-6155. That's 800-898-6155. 800-898-6155.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
I'm Scott Schaffner, proud member of Reading West Rotary. Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary present the 17th Annual Taste of Reading 2024, Sunday, June 9th, from noon until 4 at the Reading City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great wines and microbrews, plus live entertainment on three stages. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.org. Sample great food and beverages from local restaurants, wineries, and breweries while listening to The Billies, Bartosh, Hook, Anna J. Band, and Ashley Black. Enjoy fun with the family with face painting and balloon artists. There will be fun for the entire family, so come down to the 17th Annual Taste of Reading, Sunday, June 9th, at the Sculpture Park at Reading City Hall. Find the complete list of events and purchase your tickets by visiting us online at tasteofreading.org.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Taggart and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no side effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult to treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairers will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA. Come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Exam required to qualify.
Mark Levin.
I don't know about you, but I am planning to scream and run.
He's back on the Mark Levin Radio Show.
Mark Levin, the thunder on the right. Call in now.
877-381-3811.
You know, America, as you know, I was born in Philadelphia. I was raised in and around Philadelphia. Not till I became a young man did I leave for other parts of the country. I went to Temple University and went to Temple Law School, Philadelphia. And my friend Byron Donalds went to Philadelphia the other day, and he now knows how lousy and rotten the Philadelphia Inquirer is. And they create this whisper down the lane, and now anytime you have a conservative who is black, a conservative who is Hispanic, a conservative who is Jewish, they have to be character assassinated. And now it's Byron Donalds' turn, because Byron Donalds is a superstar. Byron Donalds may, in fact, you know, run for a higher office. I don't know. I'm not going to put him on the spot. That's not the point of this interview. Byron Donalds, what do you want to say to the Philadelphia Inquirer and Politico? The idea that you would support segregation and so forth when you're trying to explain the black family, things that Thomas Sowell has explained, things that so many other economists have explained about what's happened to the black family since the onset of this massive socialist economic system. What do you want to say to them?
Well, what I want to say to the media and even to the Democrats at the Biden campaign is, don't twist my words. Don't lie about what I said. Use my full words. Put the whole clip out. I've already done that on my social media. And, Mark, you know I'm not one to plug, but everybody go to @ByronDonalds on X.
Let's link to that. Hold on, Ryan, just a second. Let's link to that. Let's get it on all the platforms now. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, because that's okay, because you can see exactly what I said and what I was talking about. Mark, we were in Philadelphia reaching out to black voters in Philadelphia ahead of the presidential election, trying to build those relationships, which I believe are critical, not just for black voters in our country, but for all voters in our country who typically don't vote Republican. And so what came up in the conversation was, what about the black family? And so everybody was talking about what happened in their families, and I talked about mine. I grew up in a single-parent household, and so what I talked about was how important it is with the reformation of black families in America today, and that is in part why you're starting to see more black people lean conservatively and vote conservatively. And the only thing I did was I said, well, look, if you go back to during the Jim Crow era, black families were intact. And during that time period, you have more black people voting conservatively, because that is the fact. That is exactly what happened. But when the Great Society with Lyndon Johnson and all their terrible and all their programs came in part what it did is it destroyed the black family in America. That is a fact. So mm-hmm. Now today I find that you have the Washington Post and Politico and I guess the DNC and the CBC and all the alphabet soups. They're all now saying how I embrace Jim Crow. That's the craziest thing I ever heard. And so all I'm saying is, use my words. Don't lie. Don't gaslight. If you want to debate my words, let's debate them. But don't try to tell the American people something that is a falsehood, that is a lie. Mark, I'm not built like that. I came into politics, and I'll fight hard. We'll debate anything. But if you try to lie on me and lie about what I said, that's when the gloves come off. I'm not going to stand for it, and that's why I'm standing up to him.
Amen. Well, you know, Byron, about how long ago was it, Rich? 6 months ago, I was called an anti-Semite. So you, a black man, support, they say, Jim Crow. Me, a Jewish man, I'm an anti-Semite. This is how sick these bastards are, no?
No, it's absolutely correct. They are sick because they don't have an argument. They don't have a point because their policies suck. Mark, you know it. I know it. America knows how terrible these Biden policies, these radical, which are really the Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren policies. These policies suck, and they're terrible. Further from the truth, it's a lie. But I'm not going to go and explain what I said. All I'm going to tell them is, use my words. Mm-hmm. Don't twist. Don't dissemble. Don't read into the context of what you think I said. Go look at what I said and report it fairly and appropriately.
I call them now Al Jazeera Media. They supported Hamas. They support Iran. They hate Israel. They're really state-run media for the Democrats. That's what they are. You don't even have a fair shot at explaining your view, which is why Byron is saying, folks, go to the link, listen to what I said. And, Byron, this is why the media are dying. If it wasn't for these multi-billionaires on the left, you know, for the Washington Post and the New York Times and CNN, they'd all be going under. Because the American people don't believe in them. They don't read them. They don't watch them. CNN has no viewers. MSNBC, same thing. New York Times numbers are way down. Washington Post can't get people to read because people have had enough of this, right?
Absolutely. Look, we are in a time in America where we already know the media is against the conservative common sense mindset that America truly needs in order to thrive and to succeed. And so they're in the tank for the radical left. The radical left is destroying every institution in America. And I think I said it the other day after the verdict came out with President Trump, that crazy verdict in Lower Manhattan, is that I'm not going to be lectured by the radical left and Joe Biden. They're the ones who are destroying the pillars of our republic. They are the ones who are destroying democracy. If you have nothing to be afraid of, then let people's words stand for themselves. Let people speak freely without you trying to suppress their speech or limit their speech. But the left can't play that game because they understand that if people are freely allowed to express themselves and their thoughts are heard in full context, in full view, then they lose. They don't have an argument. They know how to lie. They know how to spread fear, and they know how to suppress you. And that's what the battle is in 2024, Mark. And that's why I'm so excited, you know, that there are a lot of Americans who typically aren't Republicans are supporting President Trump, and they're supporting Republicans this November.
Don't you think it's interesting that the DNC, which is the party of slavery and segregation and Jim Crow, the party of Joe Biden, who was a racist segregationist early in his Senate career, embraced these senators who was supported by the Ku Klux Klan in the South. Don't you think it's a sickening irony that they're trying to paint you that way, a black man, and there you have Joe Biden, who has a real history, DNA and fingerprints all over it. Isn't that pretty pathetic?
No, it's sickening, especially considering, and you just said it, Mark, that Jim Crow, that was ushered in by the Democrat Party. That was not the Republican Party. The Democrat Party is the ones that pushed forward Jim Crow laws in the South to suppress black people in this country. That's their history. That's their party. I'm a conservative. That's never been our history. That is not our party. We're about the liberty of all people. We're about the expansion, the growth of all people. We want people to thrive and succeed, not be under despotism. That's always been the radical left, because they know if you want to just talk about the issues without all of the gaslighting and the politics and the innuendo and the race baiting, when you get to the actual issues, you realize that their policies make no sense at all. And that's why people are beginning to reject them. So I guess it's my turn to be in the battlefield. Mm-hmm. But, Mark, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not going to be intimidated. These people aren't going to intimidate me. I know Merrick Garland said that yesterday, but he sounded so weak, and he was dissembling in the Judiciary Committee. Me, personally, I'm not going to be intimidated. I'm not backing down. I know what I said. I know what I didn't say. I stand on what I said. And if they want to twist my words, go ahead and twist them, but I'm going to tell the truth.
By the way, I know Byron Donalds. He's a friend of the family. He's a very good, decent man. Wonderful family. And by the way, he's big as hell. So I don't think I would mess with him either. Now, Byron, what's going on with Matt Gaetz and you? Anything interesting there?
No, Matt and I are good, man. You know, I think, you know, Matt, he's working hard in Congress. You know, I got to give Matt credit. I watched his questioning of Merrick Garland yesterday. I told him on the floor today when I saw him, like, he did a great job, you know, dealing with Merrick Garland, because he's just trying to spin everything. But Matt and I are fine. Look, we're focused on President Trump, helping him come back to the White House, because we got to get our country on track.
Mm-hmm. And if Biden is reelected, the country is in dire, dire straits. It's going to be very difficult to get our justice system back, to get our citizenry and our border back, to get our economy back. It is a grave threat to our country. I don't know how Israel is even going to survive it, to be perfectly honest with you. Even in Ukraine, you know, we send all that money, and then he says, you know, but you can't attack the Russians. Well, you know, that's an endless war. That's an impossible war, and those people are dying for nothing if that's the case. He really is an arsonist who goes around and burns things down, isn't he?
It's 100% correct. Listen, 4 more years of Joe Biden, you're going to see more instability around the globe. You're going to see more conflicts around the globe because our adversaries will know there is no strength in America, specifically in the White House. Tony Blinken, this guy is the very worst Secretary of State.
Nuts.
I never thought I would ever say this in my life. But, man, I kind of wish we had Neville Chamberlain. I really do, Mark, because at least there might be some sense. Tony Blinken is the absolute worst. The man is rooting for our enemies. He's a disaster. You have the people that are...
Can I just comment on that real fast?
Go ahead.
Just so the screwy left doesn't screw up. What I take you to say is, you know, Chamberlain was an appeaser. Tony Blinken's actually funding our enemy.
Yes, 100% correct. That is correct. Neville Chamberlain was an appeaser. Tony Blinken is back-channeling to the Iranians and to everybody else while he gives these phony speeches and these phony statements to CNN and to NBC.
Amen.
That's what's happened in America. And you have so many of these other agency hacks who are going way outside the bounds of the law that Congress has passed at various points in American history. And then to top it all off, you have a president who has defied the Supreme Court, who has weaponized agencies against the American people, who has watched his Department of Justice, who has salivated his Department of Justice to hurry up and bring charges against his political rival. This stuff is crazy. It is nuts. Our country cannot survive another 4 years, another 4 minutes of Joe Biden. He must be defeated.
If people want to help you, Byron, where do they go?
Just go to ByronDonalds.com. The links are up. I just appreciate, you know, you and your support, Marcus. Appreciate everybody's support. Look, I will tell you, and I was just with one of my colleagues, Andy Ogles, here in Tennessee, and I was with him. And Andy Ogles, he has a tough race. If you can, please support Andy. Go to Andy's website. I don't have it committed to memory and support Andy. But Andy Ogles, guys like that, they are people who go to Washington to do the right thing. They're not going up there just to get along with everybody, to make sure the press likes them or to go to all the parties. Half the time, Mark, we're eating ham and cheese sandwiches or getting some takeout before we go to sleep. But we're in Washington to do the right thing. And when you do that, that's when the radical left comes at you. That's when the media comes at you. That's when they try to twist every little word. But it takes men and women of conviction who are going to look at the press, say, you're not going to intimidate me. They double down, and they continue to move forward to do the right thing for this country.
I think it's very simple. They accuse you, a black man, a patriot, of embracing Jim Crow, and the man who actually embraced Jim Crow. They're backing him and funding him and promoting him for president of the United States. You're right.
That's right.
We need to take their crap. The hell with it. Byron Donalds, we're all for you 100%. Keep up the great work, my friend.
Yes, sir. Thanks, Mark.
All right. Be well. It's a good guy, man. My friends, our world is more connected than ever. That means that everything Biden is doing wrong with our economy, in foreign affairs, his shuffling, his mumbling, his stumbling, his gibberish, his racism, his anti-Semitism. Well, it pings and pongs all over the world before you know it. He's creating turmoil. He's creating turmoil. And that kind of turmoil can mean danger to our country, to our economy. A lot of smart investors are using this as an opportunity to buy gold. No question about it. That's called diversification. Gold is at an all-time high, and I think it's going higher. That's why I want you to call my friends at Advantage Gold. There's a lot of gold companies, but there's only one Advantage Gold. They're the best. They're a five-star company I personally trust. Call them today. Here's the number. 800-900-8000. Hello. 800-900-8000. No obligation, no pressure. They get your 100% free gold investment guide to show how you could use gold and silver to help turn global chaos into financial opportunity. Protect your money. Protect your wealth. I don't mean you have to be wealthy. I mean protect what you have. That's 800-900-8000. Hello. 800-900-8000 plus. Tell them I sent you. They'll give you a special Mark Levin discount worth up to $1,300 if you qualify. So call Advantage Gold right now. They're there. 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. Tell them Mark Levin sent you. Get that free kit. on gold and silver. Performance may vary. Past performance is not necessarily indicative of future results. You should always consult your financial tax professional. But while it's front of mind, give them a call. 800-900-8000 and get that free gold investment guide. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, has teamed up with the Flag Center and are giving you a chance to win an American flag. And there are two ways to qualify to win a beautiful, high-quality American flag by Annan. We will be giving them away every Friday morning at 8:15. Now, the first way to qualify is listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And they're going to let you know when to call in to qualify at 530-605-4566. And the second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page. Look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then, every Friday morning at 8:15, we will draw a winner of a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
This is Carl Baugh. Join Linda and me on Wednesday as we welcome Redding Police Department Captain Ron Isley and a couple of his patrolmen to find out what's happening on the streets right here in Redding. Also updates on the Board of Supervisors, the City Council, and more. Right here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
To the IRS, please listen carefully. The IRS does not joke around and will not stop their collection efforts. If you're tired of the IRS letters, levies, liens, or wage garnishments and would like to get a fresh start, we can help. Due to the financial hardships in the country, the IRS is making it easier than ever to settle tax problems for those who owe more than $10,000. We can help settle your delinquent tax problems and all collections, and may even reduce your back taxes significantly. Even if you can't afford to pay your back taxes, you can still get the help you need. We've helped thousands of taxpayers just like you, but you must call 800-806-1299 today to stop your tax problem from getting worse. The information is free, and the help is real. Call 800-806-1299 or visit AmericaFirstTaxGroup.com. /Levin. That's 800-806-1299 or AmericaFirstTaxGroup.com/Levin. Again, 800-806-1299 or AmericaFirstTaxGroup.com/Levin.
Now on, the destiny of the whole world is in your hands.
Mark Levin is back on your radio.
You know what? I'm very proud to be associated with Fox News. I know some people get upset about that, but I want you to think about this. Harris Faulkner, who I don't know, who I think was promoting one of her books on this program some time ago. She's doing this special from Vietnam. Her father fought in Vietnam, was a great patriot. And I watch the promotions and I say, look how she loves her father. Look what she learned from her father. She goes back to Vietnam, tracing his steps. Tracing his steps. Look at Martha McCallum. Look where she is. She's in Normandy. Talking to some of the few surviving World War II vets who fought there. And it brings tears to your eyes. Look at Brett Baer, who writes these very patriotic books about history. Look at Pete Hegseth, a real war veteran. Patriot. And he writes this fantastic book, The War on the Warriors. And there's many more. Dana Perino. Judge Jeanine. I mean, I'm not keeping people out purposely. It's just, but it's a totally different atmosphere and spirit than any other network. It just is. Plus me, of course. There aren't many networks that have me, are there, Mr. Producer? It seems to me that a movement to change how we elect our president is growing. National Popular Voter Movement. Do you agree with me that radical left-wing activists who don't think their side should ever have to lose the presidency again are seeking to do away with the Electoral College and leave it to basically 11 dark blue Democrat states to determine what our government looks like? Today, 18 states have signed on to overhaul how presidents are elected. That's why my friends at Hillsdale College, the shining college on the hill, are conducting a national survey on presidential selection. Hearing directly from informed patriots like you is critical to helping Hillsdale understand what you're thinking. So please, folks, take their national survey today. Make this a Levin surge. There's no hook. Go to LevinForHillsdale.com, L-E-V-I-N for Hillsdale.com. I'm a big fan of Hillsdale, as you know. Its students are the tops, and they're receiving the best education in America today. Hillsdale's educational programs on behalf of Liberty, they are absolutely tremendous. Now, you can help Hillsdale understand the views of Americans throughout the country, patriots, on the critical issue of our day, which will help Hillsdale in the future work defending Liberty. So visit LevinForHillsdale.com, L-E-V-I-N for Hillsdale.com. Please start your national survey on presidential selection right now. They want to hear from you and my audience. I want to salute all you heroes out there. Be well till tomorrow, and I'll see you then. God bless.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
I'm Scott Schaffner, proud member of Reading West Rotary. Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary present the 17th Annual Taste of Reading 2024, Sunday, June 9th, from noon until 4 at the Reading City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great wines and microbrews. Plus, live entertainment on three stages. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.org. Sample great food and beverages from local restaurants, wineries, and breweries while listening to The Billies, Bartosh, Hook, Anna J. Band, and Ashley Black. Enjoy fun with the family with face painting and balloon artists. There will be fun for the entire family, so come down to the 17th Annual Taste of Reading, Sunday, June 9th, at the Sculpture Park at Reading City Hall. Find the complete list of events and purchase your tickets by visiting us online at tasteofreading.org.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.